This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, November 22nd, 2015. As always, just pointing out, in the last segment, the Washington Post ran an article about the first Muslim-majority-run U.S. city, the first one to have a majority Muslim city council. This city is Hamtramck, just outside of Detroit. And they talked to the mayor, who herself... her family came from Poland in the early 20th century. Most of the people who were there previously were Polish Catholics. And she said, people are constantly coming by. They're concerned about what's happening to their community. It is fundamentally changing. It goes with this article that we see on Breitbart. Majority of Americans feel like strangers in their own country. They say whatever failings there may be in his specific policies, Donald Trump's campaign has tapped into a strong, visceral feeling of millions of Americans. Seeking to destroy Trump the candidate may further alienate Republicans in the party, the mainstream party, from a rapidly growing block of voters. And they point out that 58% of Americans say they don't identify with what America has become. Wait until they bring in millions of refugees, and those are going to be anchor refugees who will, even if they're not violent extremists, they will bring in their families, their children. They will essentially become anchor men, not anchor babies, but anchor men to bring in an extended family. It is going to multiply very, very rapidly. You will not recognize America. If you think it looks strange now, if 58% of the people feel that way, wait till you see what happens if Obama is allowed to bring in a massive wave of migrants. Now, they point out that even 45% of Democrats share this feeling. It's 58% of Americans overall, but 45% of Democrats who say that they don't feel at home in America. It feels strange to them. And they say the point of this, the reasons for their alienation, are cultural and economic. Let's talk about the cultural issues here, because that's precisely what's going on in this city where the majority of people have elected a Muslim leadership there, and the majority of the people now are Muslims. Now, this mayor, Majewski, who her family came from Poland, she's talking about the fact that they have now enacted laws that would prohibit getting liquor licenses within a certain distance of mosques. They also are allowing the mosques to have a loud issue call to prayers. Have the prayers are put over loudspeakers five times a day. The first time begins at 6 a.m. in the morning. And she says, you know, it's about culture. It's about what kind of place Hamtramck will become. There's definitely a fear, and to some degree, I share it. And then they talk about this 28-year-old immigrant from Yemen, typical of the migrants that Obama wants to bring in, just got elected. He says, I don't know why people keep putting religion into politics. Well, they put it, their religion, into the zoning laws. And they point out that the Polish Catholic population has shrunk from 90% of this small town in 1970 to 11% today. And one of the mosque leaders said this, in case you think we're being paranoid, in case you think we're being xenophobic, this is what one of the mosque leaders said, according to the Washington Post. He said, the Polish people here think we are invading them. We were a big threat to their religion and culture. Now their days are gone. You understand that? Now their days are gone. They see themselves here to replace us. And I'm reminded of what Bobby Jindal said. I think it was his best contribution to the campaign when he said, immigration without assimilation is invasion. The people who are being brought in here, whether they're refugees, whether they're jihadis, whether they are coming here for economic reasons, whether they are part of a cultural invasion that is deliberate to turn America into an Islamic culture, they are very clear that they don't want to assimilate. And if you come here without an intention of assimilating, if you come here to set up a different culture in opposition to the existing culture, that is quite simply an invasion. Now, is it unchristian to say that? Is it racist to say that? We're going to talk to a pastor in the next segment, Daryl Rundis, who had a video that I think rightly breaks this down. He's going to explain to us what discretion is, and he's going to address people who say this is racist. We'll be right back with that pastor.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us now is Daryl Rundis. Mr. Rundis is a pastor in the Dallas area. His bio here says he was a non-Christian for most of his life. He's not only one of the world's oldest living survivors of a particular disease, Hirschsprung's disease, he's also founder of the world's largest newspaper circulation, sales, and marketing firm, Circulation Promotions Unlimited. He's an entrepreneur, a self-made millionaire, and a Christian pastor. And he had a video that went viral addressing the criticisms that many people had when we say, well, we're not really sure that we want you to bring in all of these migrant refugees from the war that we are funding, the war that we started. We don't think that's the right way to handle it. And we're told then that we are racist, that we're not Christian. He had a great video, and we want to talk to him about his comments that he made on that video, as well as later in the hour we'll take your calls on that particular topic. If you want to ask him questions, especially if you think that it is racist not to open our borders and let everyone come in. Joining us now is Daryl Rundis. Welcome, Daryl.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming.
After that intro, I can't wait to hear what I'm going to say.
Well, that's good. I should also say your website is prayerstop.org. Tell us what you said on your video that got so many people so upset, that got passed around so many times.
Definitely. And before I get started, I just have to say, for those that can see the stream live, you know, as a Christian, I always go by what God's word said. That's my authority. And while I know there's many listeners or people watching tonight who aren't Christians, in fact, you know, I brought a little Bible to illustrate here. You know, they look at the Bible and they don't see a thing, right? But there's a lot of fans of Jesus out there, well-intending ones that aren't truly followers of Jesus, and they read the Bible because they know they should, and they don't see anything. I mean, it's just boring, drab, and dry. But the true Christian, you know, they read the Bible. It's God's word. It's their authority, and it comes into life in living color. So I do that because, you know, once again, I don't care what you think about Christians or the Bible, but that's, we're going to talk a lot about what the Bible says tonight. And no matter what you think, you know, it's been tried and true and proven. There's lots of wisdom to be found in its pages. So with that said, let me just put it to you like this. I did a video that said, love your enemies, you know, because you hear a lot of people say, well, we've got to love these poor orphans and widows, and we've got to take care of them. We got to let these refugees in. It's unloving, you know, to call yourself a Christian and not help these people. And so it caused me to go a little deeper in God's word and start to look up, you know, what does it really mean to love your enemies? What did Jesus do? You know, it's not enough to say, what would he do? You know, that leaves it open for speculation. You go to God's word, you start to read, and what you discover, first and foremost, and I think what was most controversial, is I define the word enemy. And if you go to any concordance and you look at the word enemy as used by Jesus in love your enemies, or as James puts it, to, you know, anybody that's friends with the world makes themselves an enemy of God, and so on, What you discover is that word enemy doesn't mean someone you're at battle with or somebody that wants to kill you or cut your head off or that wants to rape your women or marry your, you know, 11-year-old daughter. What it means are people that are at enmity with God through their wicked works. In other words, sinners, people that are lost, that have rejected Jesus, God, the Bible, etc. So nowhere in the Bible will you ever see Jesus purposely put himself or others in harm's way in order to call, you know, to go help other people or to fulfill his ministry. In fact, I would challenge anybody, Christian or not, to go through Scripture and see in John 6, 7, 8, and 9, there's several examples where the Jews hated the things Jesus had just mentioned to them, called them sons of hell, brood of vipers, hypocrites, and so on. They got so angry with them, David, they wanted to kill them. Right. And I think that seems very similar to kind of what we're dealing with today. And yet over and over, what we see is an example where it says Jesus no longer walked amongst the Jews because he knew they sought to kill him. So he purposely avoided putting himself or even others in harm's way in order to do good.
And you know, Daryl, I think that's a lesson even for people who aren't Christians when they look at this. And I look at, there's a lot of people out there, especially in the liberal institutions and in Europe, who I see them as pushing this in a way, saying you have to be, you're intolerant if you don't bring all these people in. But what they're going to do in the name of political correctness, in the name of tolerance, is to create and establish a completely intolerant society. Wherever Islam has set up, they're completely intolerant of everyone else. It is the most intolerant of all the cultures, of all the religions, of any differences in it. And so that's, to me, is the irony. I see self-loathing liberals who want to...
that we see with other people who, you know, whether it be same-sex marriage or the LGBT community, and they attack Christians, calling them intolerant and bigots and unloving and so on. They love to call them names. But the truth of the matter is, when it comes to these refugees, I'm not saying, hey, we shouldn't love them, we shouldn't take care of them, we shouldn't help them. I mean, the truth of the matter is, America, because it was founded in Judeo-Christian concepts and beliefs, has done far more in the way of helping others than any other country, than probably all of the other countries combined. And so for anybody to say we're being unloving, unkind, because we want to also love others as we love ourselves and not put them in harm's way, is just hypocrisy. In fact, Paul talks in Romans 12 about when you love, don't love with hypocrisy. Now, most people read that and think, well, that means if I say, David, I love you, I care about you, and then I go talk bad about you behind your back, or I make promises to you that I'll help you, and then I don't, that would be love with hypocrisy, right? But if you really, you know, and it does mean that as well, but if you look at it even deeper, love with hypocrisy, since love does no harm to its neighbor, would be like me saying, I want to minister to, which I commonly do, to, let's say, some pedophile. And he's a known pedophile. He's hurt many children. But I don't want to offend the guy. I don't want to, you know, call him a pedophile. I don't want to tell other people he's a pedophile. But I love him and I care for him. So I want to minister to him. I want to help him. I want to feed him. Well, if I invite him into my home and I put my own wife and kids in harm's way in order to try to love him, that would be love with hypocrisy. I'm charged by God, first and foremost, to be the provider and the protector of my own wife and kids. And if love my neighbors, I love myself, I'm not purposely going to put them in harm's way in order to go do good for someone else and then call that love. That's not love. That's called vanity. That's people trying to do good works to impress God or to impress their neighbors while giving no regard to the welfare of other people that it may harm.
That's a great analogy, saying that you're going to help someone who's a pedophile to try to overcome this. But, of course, in doing that, you're going to bring them into your home, putting your family, your children at risk at the same time. Perfect analogy. You know, Daryl, when we look at this, and, of course, I want to play a clip from Hillary Clinton. It's a short clip. She's very well acquainted with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And rule number 4 is to make the enemy live up to his rule book. That's why you're seeing people coming out of the woodwork saying these Christians are being unchristian when they don't want to do what we say is the only solution. They only offer you one solution. That's another tactic. Give you one solution, and that has to be the only way to deal with the problem, which in most cases they created. Let's play Clinton's comments real quick, and I'll get your comments on that when we come back.
It's important that we don't listen to the voices, including those coming from Republican candidates for president, who would paint with such a broad brush, would want us to somehow isolate, register Muslims, go after Islam, Our enemy are these criminal killers who misuse a religion in order to recruit people and give them the training to go out and kill more people. We know how to vet refugees. We've been doing it for years,
oh,
and
really?
It takes a long time. I will make sure that we are absolutely vigilant in how we vet any refugees, and we will not be allowing people in who, if anyone thinks at all they could cause us a problem, I will rely on the defense and the intelligence experts to do that. We don't want to enhance the recruitment of ISIS and the others by acting like we're going to shut our borders, because that validates them. And that then creates more opportunity, unfortunately, to pull in vulnerable people.
I don't know really how closing the borders and saying we're not going to bring in people really validates them. And, of course, when we come back, I want to get your comments on that, Daryl, what she just had to say. Of course, how are we going to vet them? These people who came in that were part of the terrorist attacks in Paris, they were watched for quite a long time. They didn't vet them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. Sale starts on Monday, 11/23, and ends Cyber Monday, 11/30. Remember, there's a new deal every day. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we have on the line with us Daryl Rundis. He is a pastor from Dallas who put out a video directly addressing the claims by many people that not accepting endless numbers of Muslim migrants that are not going to be vetted out of these war-torn areas is somehow lacking in compassion, it's unchristian, it's racist. And so he put out a video addressing that very issue. Now, if you don't agree with that, we want to take your calls and put you at the very front of the list. We're going to take calls from people who want to comment about that, who have questions about what a Christian should do or what a non-Christian should do. Let's take your calls. It's 877-789-2539. It's a different number on Sundays. Again, that's 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your calls on this topic alone, especially if you disagree, especially if you think that we ought to open the borders and bring people in, that failing to do that is lacking Christian compassion or lacking even secular compassion, that it is racist not to do that. We just heard from Hillary Clinton. She was saying that we're going to vet these people, and, of course, that isn't really the case, is it? As we know from a Reuters article that just came out today, they say authorities missed many red flags before the Paris shootings. They go through many of these red flags that were missed. They said there are multiple chances to stop the men who attacked Paris. Yet during questioning in Belgium, many of these people that they knew that they had Islamic State sympathies, they thought they had connections to Syria, so they brought them in for questioning. And when they brought them in, they said, no, no, we are not the droids you're looking for. And so they let them go. That's how they vet them. How else are they going to vet them? They don't have a database of these people in those countries. They don't know who is who. And most of these people that are coming in are single men between the ages of 25 and 35, military age jihadis, people who rightfully are probably upset about the fact that we have fomented rebellion and invasion in their countries. And yet we're told the solution is not to stop Saudi Arabia from attacking and funding these surrogates or directly attacking Yemen. Have you heard anybody complaining about the refugees out of Yemen, the humanitarian crisis there? No, of course not, because Saudi Arabia is our ally. We're not allowed to criticize Saudi Arabia. We're also not allowed to say the Saudis ought to take these refugees. That's what Rand Paul and others have said. Have these people step up to the plate and let them take some of these refugees that they're creating with their foreign policy along with us. Now, I want to go back to Daryl and get his comments on what Hillary Clinton just said. Before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know about sales that we have today and sales that are coming up at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now, today, we have a sale on Knockout, 15% off while supplies last. Knockout includes valerian root extract, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-tryptophan, and many other key ingredients to help you to assist you to fall asleep naturally. And again, that is 15% off. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to be offering specials throughout this week leading up to Thanksgiving. We're going to have a lot of limited time specials. Every day we'll have a different special. There'll be a limited amount of time. There'll also be a limited quantity that will be available there as long as supplies last. In most cases, it will be there. But there are going to be incredibly large discounts running up this week. We'll be announcing them each day. If you want to be at the front of the list when the sales come out,
subscribe to our newsletter, and you'll know right there what things are going to be on sale. That particular day, you'll be the first one to know what's going to be on sale. Of course, these are going to be things that could be used as stocking stuffers, little novelty items with InfoWars name on it, or it'd also be some serious prepper items as well as health supplements that are on our stores. You'll be able to see what's going on at InfoWarsStore.com, and also we have the classic store design still up. That is store.infowars.com if you want to go back to the browsing experience that you've had in the past. But again, watch this week, and we're going to have specials on a daily basis. And right now, we do have a special on Knockout that's been going for a couple of days that will probably not be going that much longer. Knockout 15% off at InfowarsLife.com. Now we'll go back to Daryl Rundis. Daryl Rundis is a pastor who had a video that went viral talking about the issue of whether or not we should open our doors to unlimited amounts of migrants. Do they represent a danger to us? How do we handle this as Christians? What are we called to do? Is this something that we're doing that endangers us, endangers our families? Is this the wisest way? Is it the only way to handle this? Darren, your comments on what Hillary Clinton just said in that clip we played in the last segment.
It's hard getting through that whole clip without wanting to scream at the top of your lungs, isn't it? I'll tell you what. No, I would just say, if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. I mean, we all know this. That's coming from a lady who lied about Benghazi and blamed it on a video. So, you know, if that's the person they want to trust, I mean, we all know that a politician's lying because their lips are moving. I mean,
she wants to say that she's experienced in foreign policy, but she doesn't want to talk about the success or failure of those experiences. Yeah, she's got a lot of experience. She's got a lot of failed experiences in foreign policy that she doesn't want you to see. She also doesn't seem to care at all about the religion of the secular state right now, which is national security. I mean, here she is. She is a national security heretic, I guess you could say, Daryl, because even though this is used to justify every invasion on our individual liberties, the security state was completely ignored by Hillary Clinton as she set up her own parallel unsecured emails discussing things that were born classified, discussions that she had with foreign leaders. But I want to take some calls from people, but as we're waiting for that, it's 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX if you want to talk to us about what the issues are here. Tell us again what you think is the right way for Christians to handle this.
Well, I just want to kind of go back to Hillary real quick. You know, I would just challenge her as I did everybody in the video. Like, if helping these refugees without putting other people in harm's way, without bringing them in here and taking that chance, you know, if that's not good enough for you, then call your congressman, call up Hillary, or in fact, since she wants to be president, why don't she lead by example and just, you know, vet these people however she thinks she can vet them, which I still don't know how they would do that, but even if she was able to vet them, and then have them come stay with her and Bill, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really love them that much, just bring them on into your house and then let them live with you, and you can be responsible for them, and you can take care of them, and you can spend the money to feed them and house them and all those other things. Why impose your will on other people under the name of love and of goodness? I don't ever see that happen. In fact, unlike the Quran, unlike Islam, which teaches, you know, hate your enemies, hate the Christian, hate the Jew. In fact, here's a quote from you, right straight from the Quran. I guess it's in 8:2. It says, "I'll cast terror into the hearts of those that disbelieve. Therefore, strike off their heads and strike off every fingertip from them." Now, nowhere in the Bible are you ever going to find Jesus say, "Kill those that don't convert." I mean, it's just the way it is. And so those people that want to, like Hillary, say, we're being wicked, we're being evil, we're being mean, we're being intolerant, unloving, unkind, well, I tell them just put their money where their mouth is. You know, once you put your own actions, let them speak louder than your words. And, you know, go take care of them yourself. Why don't you just go over to Syria and do the job you should have done in the first place when you were Secretary of State?
And you issued that challenge to people. You said, if you think you can do a better job, why don't you go there? We'll talk about that. And when we come back, we'll also take callers' questions for Daryl Rundis. We'll be right back.
Your liberty. liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Daryl Rundis. He's a pastor out of the Dallas area. And, of course, he responded to criticisms of the left, for the most part, Democrats, who were saying that it was unchristian to not want to bring in as many migrants out of the Syrian war. Of course, nobody ever mentions the Yemen war because that's our ally, Saudi Arabia, who is directly attacking Yemen there. But it's all about Syria. And as we pointed out, they always want you to focus on their solution once they create a problem. You know, we were told when it came to guns this last week, we had a massive media move to get people to be afraid of the ability of people who are on a government watch list to be able to buy guns, even with background checks by the FBI. So Fox News and many other outlets put this out there and told us, be very afraid. We've got people who are terrorists who are out there possibly buying guns. Well, not exactly. I think you need to be more afraid of a government that creates secret lists of people than you need to be afraid of people who can pass background checks from the FBI who get their weapons legally. So in the same vein, I think we need to be very concerned about what's going on with this phony solution, not addressing the root cause, I believe, because this is really a tactic of Saul Alinsky. And, of course, Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis on this at Wellesley. She did a 92-page thesis on Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Number four is make the enemy live up to his own rule book. So that's what's behind the criticism of Christians who say this is not a wise, discerning policy to bring in people. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know what their agenda is. This is not the way to handle this. I want to go now, Daryl, to take some calls. We've got several people who have called in here. I asked the people who disagree with us on this to call. Tell them we'll put them at the top of the line. Again, that number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Let's go to Habu in Wisconsin. Habu?
Yes, hello. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the courtesy. And it's very nice to talk to you. And I'll get to my point right away. InfoWars, more than any other news outlet, has applied a full-court press to all the machinations that the United States has done in Syria, Libya, Iraq, etc. And so what you are exposing by this news coverage that is how we have wrecked those countries.
Yes.
Now, if I have to agree with InfoWars that you can't have a nation with open borders, you know, going into infinity. A nation is only complete when its borders are secure, among many other things. But that is one of the main tenets. And, you know, everybody and their uncle from China, and I'm not particularly picking out any race or nationality, but people from nations, areas not even affected by the United States directly, are coming in here for a free ride.
Mm-hmm.
And but yet, those people who have been actually hurt by the doings of the United States government and its armed forces in particular, are being denied this ability to come here. I'm not saying for Iraq's entire population to come here, but those who've been completely compromised, there's no infrastructure left. And you know, one other thing, sir, that constitution that the U.S. force-fed down the Iraqi people's throats is at the heart of this problem because it has marginalized the Sunni sect, and that is who is into ISIS. So just 2 points then, and thank you very much for the courtesy.
Oh, I agree. Thank you very much. That's a very courteous call. And I would say that when we look at the Iraq war, we look at that invasion, it was absolutely the wrong thing to do. It's a horrible thing to do. And what I see happening now is instead of correcting the first mistake, our government will always create a second or a third or a fourth mistake. They will now invade the United States with people in order to try to solve that problem. I don't think that's the right solution. Now, I'll go to Daryl in just a moment. My concern is that you don't see Saudi Arabia or any of the Arab states, as I mentioned earlier, that we know are supporting this situation in Syria, this war, this manufactured war in Syria. I would like to see
people who are concerned, as you are, Habu, we need to try to make people understand the way to stop this is to address the root cause, to address this war that we have started, that we continue to fund, along with our Arab allies. And in the same way, many of the people who are fleeing from the war situation in Mexico, and understand that is a huge war. There's been more people that have died in the drug war in Mexico than have died in Afghanistan. They're fleeing here because of a war that we began, the war on drugs. And rather than erect massive walls, rather than create a police state, rather than give everybody a government identity card with biometric ID on it so we can see who's who, I want us to stop the root cause of that, which is this war on drugs that we have. That is the plague of Central and South America, along with the socialism that people have embraced there. People, not everything is imposed upon them. Some of these horrible things are of their own making because they have embraced socialism and other things as we are perhaps on the verge of embracing. Let me get your comments on that, Daryl.
Well, I would just say, you know, to the caller and to what you were just speaking to, is that no one's saying we shouldn't help these people. You know, I agree. I mean, we got involved in the Middle East and did some things that just are horrific, and we did them for all the wrong reasons, very political. Really, probably the end result, as the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. So we know when these big contractors in the Middle East, like Kellogg Brown and Root and, you know, Halliburton and people like that, get these no-bid, cost-plus contracts, you know, we know where their motive is. We know where their heart is. But no one's saying we shouldn't help these poor people. What we're saying is we can't vet them. And they come from an area that headquarters an organization by the name of ISIS that wants to do death and destruction and kill people. And I would just, anybody that says we're not being wise, we're not being loving, we're not being kind by wanting these people to be helped but not actually put other people at harm's way, I would just once again say, well, which of you would put your own family, your own kids in harm's way in order to try to help someone else and then call that love? I mean, if somebody came up to you or your kids and wanted to do harm to your kids because they thought they were helping someone else, would you consider that to be loving? And of course you wouldn't. So
exactly. You're talking about the love of money being the root of all evil. I guess we could be a little bit more specific about that now. We could say the love of the petrodollar has been the root of all of these Middle Eastern wars that we've seen, because that's why they give them a free pass on this. I'm looking at this article again from Michael Krieger about a 2008, references a 2008 U.S. Army-funded RAND report. It says the economies of the industrialized states will continue to rely heavily on oil, making it strategically important. So the U.S. has a motive for maintaining stability in and good relations with Middle Eastern states. Well, actually, they don't have a motive for maintaining stability. They want to destabilize them. And if we understand that, as you just pointed out, there are ways to help rather than bringing in people who we don't know who these people are and could quite possibly be enemy combatants. There are other better ways that we could help the people. Even though we did create this situation, I think we need to be wise now about how we try to bring this down for both their benefit and for our benefit. Many people have suggested, as Trump had, let's carve out a safe area in that country, in Syria, or in an adjacent country. Let's carve that out. Let's guard that and create a safe haven for people where we can care for them until we get this war situation stopped. But, of course,
I think what you're trying to say is let's create a place of refuge for refugees.
Exactly, exactly. Rather than just indiscriminately bringing them in, because we know that the people who have started this war over there, just like the people who have are advocating bringing them in, they want to create order out of chaos. They want to bring down society so they can put in place the dictators in the Middle Eastern countries that they want, force feed the Constitution, as this caller was just talking about, force feed that on the Iraqis, put in their own leaders. They want to do the same thing here. One of the things that they have to do, of course, is to destroy the country so they can rebuild it into the kind of situation that they want. When we come back, we're going to take some more of your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Daryl Rundis.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt Carrier Group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom
Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders, these are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusty.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have joining us today Daryl Rundis, who is a pastor out of the Dallas area. Of course, as we've mentioned before, make the enemy live up to his rule book. That is one of the rules for radicals from Saul Alinsky. There's been a lot of talk by the people who are advocating bringing in migrants who we all know cannot be vetted out of a war-torn area, an area where they rightfully are upset with the United States because they, as well as many of us, know that we started this war, we funded this war. What do we do, though, as Christians? What should our response be? Should it be to bring everyone into this area to help them, or can we help them in some other way? Can we stop the war? Can we help them in place? We want to take your calls for those of you who disagree with us, who think that we should bring them in. We're going to go to those calls and try to get through them as quickly as possible. Real quickly, before we do, I just want to let you know that Deep Cleanse is back at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have Knockout at 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to be having specials throughout this week. We're going to have daily surprise sales of our hottest items. We're going to be unveiling some new and exciting items. We're going to have things anywhere from stocking stuffers to serious prepper items to health supplements. You can find those at InfoWarsStore.com this week. We're going to be announcing them on the radio program on a daily basis. That's our new online store with new features. If you like the classic online store experience that you've had in the past, you can still get that at store.infowars.com. Now, these are going to be up for a limited time. Of course, there'll be a limited quantity as well. If you want to know about these daily sales that we're going to be doing on each day this upcoming week, if you want to know about that first, you can sign up for our free newsletter. That will let you know what's going to be on sale at InfoWarsLife.com as well as InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to the next one here that you say you think that we should bring the immigrants in. This is Sal in Connecticut. Go ahead, Sal. Oh, we did lose Sal. Okay, sorry. Let's go to John in Houston. John. Hello, John.
We know in the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. And I hope, Pastor Darrell, you have a 1,000-member church there. I really do. Everything you guys say is totally accurate. You know, it really is. It's totally accurate. It's precise. It's true. And I had a guy tell me today that I was not a Christian because I said if I was the governor, I'd say we can't bring the terrorists in here. Okay? But a Christian who swears an oath to the Constitution is obligated, as much as he feels sorry for people and as much as he knows that we hit the wrong stinking country. Iraq, you know, was not the guilty ones. It was Saudi Arabia. But still, we have an obligation to protect our people. And really, Obama should be, we should bypass the impeachment thing and just go ahead and arrest him and say, look, we are not going to take terrorists. Because as Christians, we believe that Jesus, you know, said what he said. We are to love our enemies. We're not supposed to, you know, kill them and then get rewarded for killing your enemies. The Muslims, you know, they do say in their book that you are rewarded with 72 blessing virgins if you kill people. It says that. In that deed, not the man.
I agree. I agree with you. I think that the Iraq invasion, especially as we look at it today with the advantage of hindsight, it was idiotic. It was immoral. I think it is also idiotic to say that we are going to invade the United States with people that we can't vet. Your comments, Pastor Rundis.
I just concur, obviously. Any Christian that's really sought the answers or seeks the truth, they're going to come to the same revelation. In fact, I know we're running out of time, so I'm just going to leave everybody with a passage from Paul in Ephesians 5 that speaks to this very issue, and it's just simply starts with verse 11, says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it's shameful to even speak of the things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, and this is great for people that listen to InfoWars, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you life. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And I think nothing could be clearer. It's not the will of God for you to put other people or your own lives in harm's way to go try to help someone else and then call that love. That's hypocrisy. That's not love at all.
Yes. Let's go to Matthew in San Diego. Matthew, go ahead.
David Knight, good to talk to you, sir. I'll try to be quick. Thank you. I have a lot to say on this the subject. But to make it quick, really, we've got governors all across the country right now that are, some of them are standing up and saying, no, unless we can properly vet these people, they can't come to our state. And that's what it really comes down to. I was just having an argument last night. Somebody's like, oh, well, the president should just go ahead and
this, that, and the other. No, the president does not run the country. The people run the country. We tell the state capitals what we want, then they go to Congress, and then they make it happen. So that's what it comes down to, is the state taking control. And then let's say, you know, if you're a Christian and you're living in a state where you feel, oh, great, my governor is now going to put me and my family in danger. Let's have a mass exodus, moving to states where they are going to protect you. I've been my last year to get my journeyman plumber certification. I've got family in Texas. I'm moving out of California, and I'm going to Texas because at least some people there, in my opinion, still have some common sense. You know?
Yeah, I think the governor has been right on an amazing number of issues. I'm very happy so far with most of the things I've seen Governor Abbott do. And of course, when I see people criticize that, Matthew, and say that you have to do what Obama says, we have to understand these are executive orders. They're not laws, and he doesn't have that power under the Constitution. So it is the rightful position of the state governors to interpose themselves when we've got an executive who thinks that he has the right to dictate things to us by executive order. It's the rightful thing for them to interpose themselves to nullify that. That's what the Kentucky resolutions were about 217 years ago. We've still been having that discussion. But clearly, if we allow all power to be concentrated in one body of men or in one man in Washington, we are inviting a tyranny. Everybody should be concerned about that. And even people on the left need to understand that the only reason that these states could legalize marijuana in Washington, Oregon, other places, is Colorado, is because they have the right to do that under the Constitution. And the federal government has been reluctant to do anything about that. That's why I think they have modified their position on just that one drug, because they realize the entire war on drugs, the entire prohibition is unconstitutional. They never passed an amendment like they did with alcohol. And whether or not you agree that the government ought to beat the heads in of people who are on a self-destructive binge, I don't. I don't think that we should. I don't think that our God is so small that we need to have government beat people into doing the right thing. But whether you agree with that or not, at least follow the law. At least pass an amendment to the Constitution like they did with alcohol. Your comments, Daryl?
No, I would just completely agree, especially with the war on drugs. We don't go arrest. In fact, I never saw Jesus arrest anybody or call for their arrest because they were a drunkard. Right. So these people may need help. They may have addiction issues and so on. But to lock them up, ruin their lives, ruin their families' lives, it's the decay of society. And it's not just the drug use as much as it is the repercussions of being thrown in jail and having that on their record for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. So, they get a long mandatory minimum, and then they can't get a job once they get out. It corrupts government. It destroys the rule of law in so many different ways. But I think it's important.
I want to interject one last thought, because I know we're running out of time. If anybody wants to go see the original video, I would just encourage them to go to Facebook.com/prayerstop. We've got it pinned to the top. You can watch the video, make comments. We actually are one of those rare pages that actually reads all the comments and responds to them as best we can. So,
okay, good. We've been showing that on the monitor for people watching the video. And also, is there a link to that at your website, prayerstop.org?
Actually, I don't think there's a link on our website. That's why I wanted to go ahead and just kind of plug the.
So they need to see that at Facebook. Page. Okay, good.
But they can see it on the YouTube, you know, First Up YouTube channel as well.
Okay, good. Let's get try to get another caller in. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with what all the callers have said so far, and I would go a little bit further though. Diversity by those who are pushing it as an agenda is code for white genocide, and for a guy like me who wants to preserve my culture, my DNA, my race, that's not evil. And we need to take a good long look at anyone who is pushing propaganda that is evil. It's misguided. It's basically, at the very least, a result of misguided long-term social engineering propaganda.
We're out of time, Frank. Yeah, I agree. We need to look very carefully from when people are selling us intolerance and calling it tolerance. Thank you so much.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.